And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 6th of September, 2015. It's the birthday of the Marquis de Lafayette, born in Chavagnac, France. 1757, he was 19 years old, a captain in the French army, when he sailed to America and offered to help the revolutionary cause. Washington made him a major general. He led 6 light infantry battalions, and in the closing days of the war, he helped to confine Cornwallis to the coast of Virginia. It was on this day, 1936, the British aviator Beryl Markham flew alone across the Atlantic from east to west, took off from England, landed in a bog in Nova Scotia in a blue monoplane entitled The Messenger. She became the second person and the first woman to cross the Atlantic in that direction. She was out of fuel. She crash-landed in that bog and walked 3 miles to a farmhouse and made it back to New York City. Wrote a book about it, West with the Night. And it's the birthday of Jane Addams, born 1860 in Cedarville, Illinois. Born into a wealthy family, she suffered from tuberculosis of the spine, which caused curvature in her back, walked with a limp. She thought herself ugly, and finally found her true calling, which was social work. She was one of the founders of Hull House, the settlement house in Chicago. In 1889, she was just 29 years old. Here's a poem for today by Deborah Cummins, Another Life. My mother, 18, the summer before she married, lounges belly down in the sun, books and grass all around her, her head on her hands propped at a jaunty angle. She smiles in a way I've never seen at something beyond the camera. This photograph I come back to again and again invites me to rewrite her life. I keep resisting, certain I'd have no part in it, her firstborn, though not exactly, a boy first, 2 months premature. My brother, who lived 3 days, was buried in a coffin my father carried, the size of a shoebox, he said, the one time he spoke of it. And my mother, too, offered only once that she was pregnant, and so they married. Drawn to this saw-edged snapshot, I'm almost convinced to put her in art school, single, she'd have a job in the city, wouldn't marry, there'd be no children, if that would make her this happy. But I'm not that unselfish or stupid. And what then, too, of my beloved sister, her son I adore? So let me just move her honeymoon from the Wisconsin Dells to the Caribbean. Let the occasional vacation in a Saugatuck cabin be exactly what she wanted. The house she so loved she won't have to sell. Winters, there's enough money to pay the bills. There are no cigarettes, no stroke, no paralysis. Her right hand lifts a spoon from a bowl as easily as if it were a sable hairbrush to an empty canvas, and the grass that summer day on the cusp of another life is thick, newly mown, fragrant. A poem by Deborah Cummins, Another Life, from her collection Counting the Waves, published by Word Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.